don't we have you guys introduce yourselves? Then we're going to play the song and then talk a little bit. And Sundiata, I'll start with you.
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Sundiata Rice. I'm 18 years old. And I graduated from Pittsburgh Kappa, and I'm going to Morehouse College.
So, excellent. What's what are you going to study?
I plan on majoring in theater. I made that decision, minoring in cinema and television.
So. Excellent. And let's see, you'll start a man of Morehouse, and you'll leave a Morehouse man, if my memory is right. And who's this?
Hello, I'm Leslie Terry.
And Leslie, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm 11, and I am in the sixth grade. Going into the sixth grade.
Where do you go to school?
I went to school at Colfax Elementary.
And is that where you'll be going next year to?
No.
Do you know where yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
He's going to be moving. You know, he's my brother, so we're moving to Atlanta together. So, you know, we got to figure out what school.
Well, it's good that the two of you are going to be together, and Atlanta's a pretty nice city, too.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Joshua Anderson. I am 17. I just graduated from Pittsburgh Kappa also, and I'm going to be going to Morehouse, too.
Look at you, too. What's your major going to be, do you know?
My major will be computer science, but my minor is going to be vocal performance.
Excellent. And?
My name is Deshaun. I'm 19, and I graduated from Alder Dice. Shout out to my Dragons. And I'll be going to Rosedale for automotive.
Well, that's excellent. Well, it's really nice to have all of you here. And I really want to talk, but before we talk, I want to play the song, and I want to let you introduce it, Sundiata, if it needs any introduction or setup. I don't really think it does, but I know you were inspired to write it by some events, and maybe you can explain that.
Yeah, I mean, it started out as a creative outlet, and then it became something, you know, worth being, you know, because the song came out January 26th, and through my, now 18 years of being in the city, I was fully inspired by making a song for the city, because we never had a song like this before. Mm-hmm. So, and it's crazy now because such the events that's going on now with, you know, Antoine Rose, and even just like many other killings like Jimmy Wapo, it's just in general that this song speaks to all that.
It's a pretty courageous song, and it's very positive too.
Thank you.
And I admire you for writing it. And, you know, I went to Churchill High School, which became Woodland Hills High School. Mm-hmm. And we work with a lot of students at Woodland Hills. So Antoine's, Rose's death, they all hit us hard, but that one really hit me very hard. He's very close to where I grew up. If you're just joining us, you may not know if you're from beyond Pittsburgh, but he was shot while running away, or I shouldn't say even running away, but while during a traffic stop, he was a passenger and he was leaving the car and was shot by the officer on duty making the traffic stop. He was running, but I'm not sure I wouldn't have been either at that age, and probably was at times. So let's take a listen, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. The song is called Heal the Burg.
Yeah. Look, how would you feel to see your world crumble? Taking the many things precious in this world from you. If I have to stand by and it's still labeled curse, if you were dated first, the fact you had to die just made it worse. Look, I walk on things that I don't understand, but they base their mindset off of another man, and I'm just being real. So if I point out the real, you're dying because there's phony on the other hand. You don't understand shit. Your pitch is underhanded. They all want to be you so they can take advantage. And they was never inside. We called them outlandish. We was top floor because they was the damn addicts. Damn it. If the only ones listening is the ones around, then I'm grateful to say that I got my own crowd. And learn ain't no backing down till I make my mama proud. We just trying to heal the burg while they hear us out.
In the burg, there's ups and downs. But every time you turn around, they release around. Police brutality, it got my people in the ground. And I'll be damned if you thinking I'ma stand it now. See, Pittsburgh, a place with a bunch of lies. The police stay in the skies with white hoodies. And I won't let that
look us in the eyes, tell us what we've been missing. Sad to say that lately I've been reminiscing, but blacks don't play innocent. You put more violence instead of sitting your ass in the class and just listening. This the burg where they scream black lives matter to the situation, but it's still not fixing it. I done seen it all, where gunshots go off and innocent life is lost, and now the world thrown off. Keep praying that I won't stop. Maybe one day we'll hear some positive talk, and hopefully one day the burg will be up on the tippy top. HDB, Hildeburg, message go to all the citizens of the world. My city full of nigga chaotic static, that needs to be changing to magic. But have a discussion practice. Sit down, talk to each other, hash out the grip we have for one another. No more blue and red, that stuff gets to my head, cause I got so many brothers and sisters that's pronounced dead. Uplifting the hoods, that's the power of change. Let's hold each other, the ops okay. Coming to every home I stay, demolish the ideas that Hildeburg lays. This a movement that's gonna be forever. Yeah. H and B means together. Everlasting team. We went through things in our history. From steel mill downfalls, police killing all. Gentrification of the city. Pittsburgh, are you with me?
Went through all the struggle. Every day relying on myself and my mother. Feeling like I can never catch a break. Then I called my brother, but I heard he was slain. By your brother, filled with rage. Tried to handle all this pain inside, but I break down and cry. So I looked up to the sky and I started yelling, Father, can you heal the burg for me? Yeah, I need somebody to walk to, somebody to talk to me. I said, Father, can you heal the burg for me? Oh, please.
Yeah, please help me, I'm losing myself. The city is going away. These kids really have nothing to say. This city is dying. Is there are people even trying to save the burg?
Heal the Burg. And that is an amazing song. I'm glad we were able to play it. And I hope you were able to listen to the words and understand the poetry that is behind that song. Cindy Ada, that's a great song. And I hope it gives some people some comfort. What were you trying to accomplish writing that?
Yeah. What happened was is that when I thought about making the song, I was like, okay, well, I want to make, I want to do it right. And I had to get the right people. So I had to get, you know, Joshua Anderson. I had to get Deshaun Fitzgerald. I had to get Leslie Terry. And of course, James Perry, who's not here. And successfully, we got the job done because we all united together as one to, like, tap into this, our artistry, and making sure that we, like, get the message across. So us uniting together, us really like trying to do this together is what I wanted the city to do, and the city is doing now. So it's really great.
Yeah, it's amazing. In the timing, we scheduled you to be here, you know, about a month ago or so, I think, and the timing to have you here this week matters, but
right.
Did it surprise you to see so many people coming out?
For me, yeah, a little. I knew Pittsburgh had a lot of people who wanted to make change. I knew people liked to protest. But the mass numbers that are out there now and how many people are like really representing, especially for these young men's death and just showing support for the cause that's going on, is amazing. And I really didn't expect it, but it's massive numbers right now.
Right.
What do you think people need to know that they may not know about what it's like to be young in Pittsburgh, what it's like to be black in Pittsburgh? There's so many things, even going to a school in the city. People have perceptions. We work almost not exclusively, but most of our work is in Pittsburgh public schools, and people have these perceptions of Pittsburgh public schools. Mm-hmm. There are amazing students and teachers and resources in Pittsburgh public schools, and students with a lot of just raw creativity and grit. And that's one thing I always like to talk about. But what are some things from your perspective that folks ought to know, do you think?
Well, I don't think really people begin to talk about the dilemma within black people. You know, when I decided to make the song, I was kind of like in a fizzle when it came to the trying to have the representation of the city. Because I was trying to represent the city as much as possible. And then when it ended up becoming, you know, because I was thinking about having like a young female artist on the song. But I was like, you know what, let's take it a step at a time. Because, you know, we plan on doing a EP based off this song. So like a collection of songs. So basically answering your question, I feel that like people talk about it being the most livable city being Pittsburgh. And people tend to forget about there's problems everywhere. But there's even a deeper problem with how you see, like, there's no more steel mill. You know, I say that in my verse. Things are changing, and it's not, and I feel that, like, the strength is not there. And that's why, I was surprised about the unity within this Antoine Rose. Because, like, you know, the Pittsburgh, especially with black people, it's not, not as strong of a base. Only because a lot of people lost their hope based off of a lot of changes.
I think so. And there's been a lot of local diaspora based on gentrification. And sometimes even because of economic situations, it's hard. You can't paint anything with a broad brush, but if folks are working or are not like all working day shifts, it's hard to get everybody together, and it's also hard to take potentially to lose a day's pay to come out and take part in it. At least that would be something I would think goes through your mind, really, for anybody to protest. But Deshaun, we haven't heard much from you. What are you thinking about?
I think it's powerful. I think it's powerful that we all could come together and speak on something that's been going on.
Yeah, you guys can drive the conversation. I don't need to, but I want to be sure we talk about some stuff.
I think to go back what Sundi said, with Pittsburgh, from the outside looking in, it's amazing. Everyone loves it. Everyone's like, oh, Pittsburgh's there. It's like it's perfect, not too big, not too small, but nice, not too busy, not too calm. But from the inside looking out, especially for young black males of our age, it's a completely different perspective. Because within our school, within our neighborhoods, within the way we live, within the way we talk, within the way we walk, everything has changed for us. And it affects everything that we do affects society in either a positive or negative way. There can be no in between. So it's really important for what we do to represent a positive aspect, because that one little negative turn can make 10 steps go back 1,000.
Right.
That's a really powerful way of expressing it, because it's as if every action is magnified, it's not necessarily due to people explicitly wanting to treat you differently or me differently, but everybody's got these biases that they're born with and that come along for the ride and that are really hard to fight. Leslie, what are you thinking about through all of this?
I feel like it's it's really sad and it's really powerful for all of us to like come together and protest against what's been going on, because it's not like they're going to get away with it in like a bad way, but they're just not going to get away with it. It's not going to just be like how all the other ones did. Like, let's say I was Antoine. It's like for someone younger, it would be more like powerful for like them to get the message. For like someone older, it would have just been something that just happened.
So it's the way, as you get older, I want to be sure I understand what you're saying. Yeah. As you get older, you can get immune or almost feel cold as these things happen, because you've experienced it so many times that it just doesn't strike you as much. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
How did this affect you?
Well, for me, I went through a rough childhood, so it kind of reminded me of that, and it just has to stop for everyone.
Well, you seem like you're pretty well. I hope people aren't always how they seem, but are you happy now? You seem like a pretty happy guy.
I'm happy. I mean, we're moving. We're getting. People are starting to like know what's going on and getting out of it and not putting themselves in that situation.
So I'm curious, Sundiata, sort of a different kind of question, but what goes into creating a mix like what we just played? I kind of know, but I think that's certainly not one track. Is the verse done all live, or do you end up overlaying it? And you all can answer this.
Right.
You all have gone to creative and performing arts school. And Alderdice, we give them credit because they've produced so many great people.
Right.
But how do you do it?
Well, like I said, it started out with me creating the beat for it, you know? And like I said, I didn't intend on making Hildeberg. It was just me touching it with my artistry, really just trying to serve my purpose with God. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what made it happen. And then what ended up happening was that I got the people, Deshaun, Josh, Leslie, and James. I said, okay, let's talk about what we can talk about, because everyone talks about different stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know, James starts to, everybody tackles in a different way. And then, like, when we got in the studio and recorded the verses and stuff like that, it was magical, because it was just, you know, you would think when it comes to doing anything, it takes like a lot, you know what I mean? It takes a hard work, but it didn't. It was just right in, because we were touched with all together.
So you did not have to do a lot of takes?
Well, we did in a sense, but it wasn't like it was days, I should say. The only reason why it was days was because, you know, some people had different stuff to do. The synergy was just perfect.
Yeah, it sounds seamless when you listen to it.
Yeah.
And it's like when you listen to a beat, it like channels that energy inside of you. And once you got that paper in front of you, that's like you giving out all your emotions. So like once you hear a beat, you instantly know, like, okay, this is what I want to talk about. Yeah. So it channels a lot of emotions in you.
Yeah.
And being in the studio space, once you get in the studio space with the microphone in front of you, the headphones go on.
You're just in the zone.
It's in the day. It's a different. You feel a whole different environment around you. It's like you're actually inside your words, running through them and having fun, and it just runs off.
You have like, well, for me, I have like more energy than what I have. So it's like I could channel all that energy into what I'm doing.
So that's interesting, Leslie. So you go in and, you know, you perform, and it could be work, and you could, you know, you go. And you're putting out a lot of energy, yet when you're done, you feel like you've been enriched from the experience. And so you're able to take that. It's almost like you guys are feeding off of each other and the music, which is a great thing. I knew this was going to go too fast. It'd be fun to catch up, although we'd have to do it for Morehouse. I guess you guys are still going to be around in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'll be in Morehouse, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you'll be local. Is there anything else? First of all, feel free to give a link to where we can find your music. I think it's on SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. So how it works is that if you just type in my name, Suniata Rice, on SoundCloud, you get the song. And also yesterday, just for everyone to know, I released a song also off the EP called The Bridges. It fits perfectly to what we're doing.
Amazing. Excellent.
Yeah.
Amazing song.
And your goal, it sounded like you were saying before that you'd like to add more to the EP because your goal was to really represent the city.
Right.
Yes.
And the thing was is that ever since January, we've been doing stuff, trying to get the message out. You know, we went to Colfax to talk about the song. We performed at...
That had to be fun for you.
Right, yeah.
Your classmates got to see you perform.
No, not really. We went to, like, older.
Oh, okay.
Age. Yeah. And we also performed at different Pittsburgh Public School events, just to get the message out. And so right now, since everyone's really on a united stand with the Antoine Rose and what's going on, we just want to put out these. It's going to be 10 songs, and it basically speaks about the city. My plan before I leave is to really talk with the superintendent to try to incorporate it to the curriculum so people can, in schools, can further this education.
That is fantastic. And I'd really like to keep in touch with all of you. We may have some opportunities in the summer before you go down to Atlanta to do some more things. Anything else you guys wanted to say?
Nothing really, just beauty in our city. We just got to keep representing and show off.
Yeah. And this music, we made this to let everybody know that we're here for y'all. This is to reach out to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can say I know some people who sort of close their ears when they hear rap or hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
If you just listen to the words, start there, and then realize that the beats and the rhythms are something that all music, all poetry has, and it just be open to it,
right.
And you're in for a treat. You know, people here have always been listening, have always been open to all types of music,
right.
And you're missing a lot if you don't take a chance to listen. So
that's one thing we love at Kappa. There's no such thing as a genre. Music's music,
right.
So you gotta learn, yeah.
Yeah.
You love music. You gotta love it, all different types.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to all of you, Deshaun and Josh.
No problem.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Also, Leslie and Sundiata. And here's hoping for great success. I don't think I have the hope. I think it's gonna happen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.